Do you feel that your audiences, people who enjoy your humor, are people that they have to read the newspaper and be up on the latest things for them to appreciate some of the things that you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It has to be very, very well informed.
As a result of that, would you say that your audience, therefore, is limited?
No, because I can break it down. It's watered down. It's always watered down.
Well, for example, here at the Village Gate last night, I noticed that the majority of the audience, from my observation, were young people, were apparently educated people, apparently college people. If not, they were kind of right up on what was going on, which, of course, as you know, is a tremendous difference than, let's say, the people that would go to larger nightclubs.
Yeah, but this is just unique to New York, this type of audience here. I work all across the country, and the American is informed. It's amazing how tremendously he's informed. Sometimes not as sharply as informed in one area of the country as in the other, because certain things don't affect him.
Do you feel that New Yorkers or the New York audiences are more informed?
Yeah, I'm more informed. Not because they want to be, because they have to be. Because of everything that hits around the world affects the stock market here. So you get, consequently, you have things in the paper here that you wouldn't have in ordinary papers. The dairy industry, what happens to farmers and the wheat, are they just as informed in Iowa and what have you?
Right.
There, the New Yorkers are informed in what's going on in the UN. So it's the further away you get on the country, further to the other side of the country you get, the news starts changing. And before you know it, it's completely wiped out.